This morning we resume our look into the fifth chapter of Joshua, and we meet this very interesting little section there towards the end of that chapter. So we are in Joshua chapter 5, starting with verse 13, and we'll read on down into Joshua chapter 6, verse 5. So that's 5, 6, 7, 8 verses. Beginning with Joshua 5, verse 13. Now it came about when Joshua was by Jericho that he lifted up his eyes and looked. And behold, a man was standing opposite him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went to him and said to him, "Are you for us or for our adversaries?" He said, "No, rather I indeed come now as captain of the host of the Lord." And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and bowed down and said to him, "What has my Lord to say to his servant?" The captain of the Lord's host said to Joshua, "Remove your sandals from your feet, for the place where you are standing is holy." And Joshua did so. Now Jericho was tightly shut because of the sons of Israel. No one went out and no one came in. The Lord said to Joshua, "See, I have given Jericho into your hand with its king and the valiant warriors. You shall march around the city, all the men of war, circling the city once. You shall do so for 6 days. Also, 7 priests shall carry 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the ark. Then on the 7th day, you shall march around the city 7 times, and the priests shall blow the trumpets. It shall be that when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city will fall down flat, and the people will go up, every man straight ahead." All right, having read that, now let's bow for a word of prayer. Lord, you know our need today. Not just the one who stands in the pulpit, but those who sit in the pews. We all sit before you or stand before you in great need, as real as Joshua's was, Lord. So we pray today for your help, that you'd make yourself known among us, that our hearts would burn within us as the two on the road to Emmaus, that we might be like Paul, who said, "What wouldst thou have me to do?" Lord, we pray that you'd be among us to speak. Make these verses real to us, pertinent to us, living to us. We plead this, Lord, in Christ's name. Amen. The past few chapters, we have been dealing with the shared experiences of the people. The events that touched them all. I mean, there was the crossing of the Jordan, which was the entire nation. There was the erecting of this stone pillar, this monument that was to commemorate what God had done for all of Israel, each tribe. There was the circumcision on the plain of Jericho, which is where the Lord rolled away the reproach of Egypt. There was then the celebration of the Passover, which verses 10 and 11 tell us. Also, there was the ceasing of the manna, which was a shared experience for all of them. And I can't help but read that verse. It says, verse 12, "The manna ceased on the day after they had eaten some of the produce of the land." So they had something of Canaan as they came in, and then the manna stopped. And maybe you, like me, wonder, well, did someone or several someones go out the next day and and look for it anyway. This will be a new experience. It's not there. It's just not there. Well, maybe it's the Sabbath day. We have lost track after all. Let's go out the next day. And it still wasn't there. And this touched everyone. It was these experiences that befell the entire group of God's people here. But now this event at the end of chapter 5, this meeting, the captain of the heavenly hosts, was for Joshua alone. He alone is there standing by Jericho. He lifts up his eyes and looks. Behold, he sees a man with a drawn sword. He, Joshua, approaches this warrior to inquire about his loyalties. Whose side are you on? He's the one who falls down before him. When he learns just who this warrior is, he's the one who removes his sandals from his feet, realizing that he is in the presence of deity. And he hears a word from the Lord's mouth that he will in turn share with all of Israel. It's a very personal experience, isn't it? And this very personal experience of Joshua reminds me, at least, of some similar places that are found scattered all through Scripture, where men have been alone, and yet they were not alone, because they have had a revelation of God with them.